Welcome. Coming up, NPP becomes minority in Parliament and NDC the majority after Speaker Alban Bagbin declared 4 seats vacant, substantially shifting the balance of power in the House.
Proceed to inform the House the members of Parliament have by their action vacated their seats in Parliament.
We have details as the NPP group say they will boycott Parliament until the Supreme Court decides the cases they filed at the Supreme Court. But the NDC is already basking in their new role.
Immediately, are boycotting Parliament until this matter is determined by the Supreme Court.
We have the working majority. Beginning the next parliamentary sitting, we'll begin the process to take over as the majority caucus of this Parliament.
Also coming up, NDC vows to use all means possible to reverse the disqualification of their MFE central candidate by the Electoral Commission, describing the move as baseless, unconstitutional, undemocratic, and provocative.
The decision to disqualify John Ajon Kuju is legally baseless, morally indefensible, and a slap in the face of our democratic principles.
In business,
Private Enterprises Federation challenges government claims of recovered economy, warning it could push managers into the state of complacency.
Well, these are more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay with us. Now this morning, the NPP is now minority in Parliament, with the NDC the new majority after Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin declared 4 seats vacant yesterday. This followed the push by the NDC to have some MPs, 1 from their side and 3 on the NPP side, who are now contesting on different platforms than the ones they came to on the 8th Parliament on. This has altered the balance of power in the House. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kwekwaso Nte sat through the historic ruling and report.
It was perhaps the most anticipated ruling of the 8th Parliament, and it took hours in coming. Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin, upon taking a seat, zoomed right into his decision.
When voters elect a candidate, they do so based not only on the individual's personal qualities, but also on the political party platform they represent. Party switching or defection, therefore, can be seen as a breach of the mandate and social contract between the Member of Parliament and the electorate.
Alban Bagbin then proceeded to trash argument that the constitutional provisions in question only applies to the future.
By the time the next Parliament is constituted, any Member of Parliament who has defected or sued political allegiance during the current Parliament will no longer be in violation of the provision.
Alban Bagbin then declared all 4 seats as vacant.
Accordingly, I proceed to inform the House the members of Parliament have by their action vacated their seats in Parliament.
So what exactly will this mean to the composition of Parliament? There was a hint in the Speaker's ruling.
That's making the NDC the majority party in Parliament.
But the NPP group are now set to boycott Parliament until the Supreme Court determines the case they have filed.
The majority caucus immediately are boycotting Parliament until this matter is determined by the Supreme Court.
However, the NDC group are already basking in their newfound role as the majority group in Parliament.
We have the working majority. Beginning the next parliamentary sitting, we'll begin the process to take over as the majority caucus of this Parliament.
The House is set to reconvene on Tuesday, 22nd October, when the NDC MPs will now take the right-hand side of the Speaker, appoint chairpersons of certain key committees, and perhaps even elect a second deputy Speaker from among their colleagues. The NPP MPs will, however, fight this to the end. Kwekwaso Asante for Joy News.
Well, there'll be more on this raging controversy in subsequent bulletins.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gap for Positive Youth Development, and Syntex Tanks. Aya strong, Aya tough.
While on the campaign trail, NDC presidential candidate John Mahama has been reacting to happenings in Parliament. Not only is he excited about the turn of events, but he says there's signs that the NDC is on the path of victory in the upcoming elections.
The report I am hearing is that the Speaker has declared 4 seats vacant. So for me, God is even showing a sign of what is going to happen. Because even before we have cast one single ballot, the NDC has become the majority.
Meanwhile, he has ruled out the possibility of debating the NPP presidential candidate, Dr. Mahmoud Oubamya, saying he will not elevate him to his level. He spoke in the Ningo Prampram constituency on yet another tour of the Greater Accra region.
Why do you want to debate me? All the people you said I should go and debate, their situation is worse now than it was in 2016. Go and debate them and tell them why their situation is worse, even though you promised that you were the economic wizard and that you were coming to change the economy of this country. You owe the people of Ghana an apology, not a debate with me. I'll not elevate you to my level. I know my level.
Well, Mr. Mahama also responded to President Akufo-Addo's challenge to declare his stance on the Galamsey fight and other national key issues.
President Akufo-Addo said I should come out clearly on Galamsey. It looks like he doesn't live in this country because I've commented on Galamsey over and over again. The Ministry of Energy and Natural Resources gave political leaders the platform to outline their policy on small-scale mining. It is his responsibility. The people of Ghana elected him. He is currently the president of Ghana, and it is his responsibility to deal with Galamsey now.
Well, we stay a while longer in the NDC as the party has vowed to overturn the Electoral Commission's disqualification of their Memphis Central candidate, Joanna Jan Kuja, calling it unconstitutional and politically motivated. Michael Ashali has more in the following report.
The National Democratic Congress has slammed the Electoral Commission's disqualification of their Amefi Central candidate, Joanna Jan Kuja, describing the basis for the decision as void.
The decision to disqualify Joanna Jan Kuja is legally baseless, morally indefensible, and a slap in the face of our democratic principles.
The NDC has vowed to use all means possible available to them to fight the decision of the Electoral Commission.
The court documents have been filed, and we have secured an injunction to restrain the Electoral Commission from printing ballot papers, from issuing notices of poll, and from taking any further action towards the election in Amefi Central until this matter is fully resolved.
And away from election headquarters, the Ghana Journalists Association is calling for the immediate arrest of Bishop Salifu Amako's supporters who allegedly assaulted an EIB journalist and a police warrant officer. The attack occurred during court proceedings when Bishop Amako and his wife Moha were arraigned over a fatal accident in East Legon involving their 16-year-old son. GGA General Secretary Kofi Aboah described the act as unwarranted. We'll bring you details of his statement shortly, but first let's hear from the assaulted journalist Mutala Inosa.
Just when I focused my camera and I started to record, one of the guys who started the whole thing just smashed my phone to the ground, fell on the floor, and he wanted to run, so I didn't want him to go. I want the police to get him. And then before I could say Jack, the people just pounced on me like that. I couldn't see anything. So it was some of the security guys who were around, and then some of the police officers who tried to come around and rescue the situation. So it happened for almost 5 minutes, and Ali Amobomi Ankasao.
Well, we go into that statement and Kojo Youngson joins me in studio with more on that. Kojo, what does it say?
Well, I'll share a little bit of it with you. It says the Ghana Journalists Association considers as devilish the assault of EIB Network court correspondent by sympathizers of Bishop Elisha Salifu Amwaku on Wednesday, October 16, 2024. The unwarranted attack by the hooligans left Mutala Inusa, the EIB Network legal affairs correspondent, with cuts on his fingers and severe bodily pain. The GJA is also informed that a police court warrant officer who went to the aid of the journalist was assaulted by the hooligans, and we condemn same in no uncertain terms. We call on the Ghana Police Service to immediately arrest the assailants and prosecute them, while urging the judiciary to severely punish them when found guilty.
Thank you so much, Kojo. Now, the final spot in the National Science and Maths Quiz, 1A stage, has been claimed after a gripping tiebreaker contest between Zion College and Memphis Man SHS.